Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out. Use it to your advantage. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you. With your small business, you can read, you can listen, you can watch. We've got video, audio, text. We've got a survey you can take every week, a different one every week. You can click your answer and see how the poll is going so far. We have a newsletter we'll send you every Sunday afternoon if you subscribe to that. Absolutely free. That's coming up on 14 years, the newsletter is. We haven't missed an issue in 14 years, so check it out at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the body of work that our good friend Keita Spock has deposited with us over the last years that she's been a member of our brain trust. Keita's with us. She's our happiness expert and communication guru and strategist. She's helping people like you and me put our best foot forward. And one of the things we've been talking about is the decision-making process, the discipline, let's call it, Keita, because making decisions is a discipline. It is a skill that you can learn, that you can adjust and adapt and learn. But it is an important discipline. It's a fundamental of being a business owner, isn't it?
It certainly is. You can't be a business owner without making decisions.
Lots of decisions.
Yeah.
And so how do we set the stage? How do we create an environment? How do we live our lives? How do we manage our businesses in a way that promotes good decision-making activity?
Well, I know that, sometimes people are thinking that the harder they work, the more hours they put in, the better their business is going to be, and the better those decisions that they make are going to be. And this is a bit of a false statement. It is known, and studies have shown, that a lack of rest or a lack of downtime or a lack of getting away actually reduces productivity, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously a lessened productivity, the lack of sleep, perhaps overwhelm, all those kinds of things, will actually lead to poorer decisions. And if you're trying to put in more hours in order to squeeze out good decisions, you're actually going in the wrong way, going in the wrong direction.
Well, there's another thing, too, though, that goes along with that, and that is crisis management. And this is kind of a circular reference kind of thing going on here. Crisis management is what causes people not to be able to rest, to take downtime, to take a day off, to take a vacation. It's more likely to be crisis management than anything. And the single most contributing factor to crisis management is not making decisions, not getting something off your plate.
Mm-hmm.
And so you see what I mean? It becomes a vicious circle here, a vicious cycle where crisis management, you got a decision to make, you don't make it, you put it off, you don't get it off your plate, you don't make little bitty decisions to move along, and then you got that decision, then here comes the next decision that's brand new. Now you got two on your plate and you keep accumulating them. And so by not getting things off your plate and creating crisis management, that's where you wind up not being able to sleep, not taking a day off, taking a vacation, things like that. What do you think?
Yeah, and what else is happening there too, Jim, is the fact that instead of being proactive in your business, in other words, being on top of those decisions, you become reactive.
That's exactly
right. And in being reactive, you are no longer in control.
Instead of driving the bus, you're a passenger.
And that is, it's a killer. It's a killer for you personally, and it's a killer professionally.
And it's even, and folks, I know you're going to think this sounds crazy, But I would rather you make a wrong decision. If you can break it down into little bitty steps, I would rather you make a decision and it be wrong than not make a decision. What do you think, Keita? How crazy is that?
Yeah, I think that is it's positive because life does not exist without failure.
Yep.
So some of our decisions will be wrong.
Failure is the hardest made of success.
Yeah, but you know, Jim, and so do most of you out there, that success is made up of a whole bunch of failure.
Yep.
So get out, you know, just do it, as Nike says. You know, if there is something that you have in front of you today, just say yes, just say no,
and
you'll feel.
And
you'll have a great sense of something coming off your chest.
Your employees, too, if you have employees, they will follow you more strongly if you make decisions, even if they're wrong, than if you don't make a decision. As long as you're trying, you're doing something. Now, obviously, you got to learn from your mistakes, right? So hopefully you start getting better and better at it. But, Keita, I got 20 seconds. Wrap it up for us.
Well, I'm just saying that in making a decision, you are actually moving forward as a business owner, because in making that decision, you are getting wiser.
Well said. I need a website, too, Keita, please.
Yeah, it's right now, KeitaSzpak.com. So just my name, KeitaSzpak.com.
Check it out, folks, and you can find her all over my website, too. Keita, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Oh, lots of fun, Jim. Always a great time.
Come back soon. Keita Szpak, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.